Number one, the for me, the Constitution has been changed a lot, whether you want to say it or not. You know, banning alcohol was put in the Constitution during the Prohibition. Not to say that was a good thing, but you know, it's happened before when people's interests are in favor of it. And the other thing is that the Constitution says that you can have a gun when you're part of an organized militia. So, like a small army or like a small organized group of militant people. And most people in the US are not. They get around this part of the Constitution by being part of the NRA, the National Rifle Association. So they know that they're, in my opinion, playing with what the Constitution says for their own benefit. So I think once you accept that, you can accept that it can also change when people's lives are at stake, basically. But yes, that's my. I think that's the long and short of it, but you know, obviously there's lots of other factors to it, and I understand it's much more of a cultural thing in the US, but I think there just comes a point. And yeah, if you're willing to ignore the fact that more guns means more gun deaths, if you're going to ignore that, then there's nothing really more to say. You know, if that's not good enough motivation to have less guns, fewer guns, sorry, to have fewer guns, then yeah, there's nothing more to say.